Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for joining me for the Monday Meditation Series. My name is Hillary Talbot, and it is my sincerest desire that you find these meditations helpful to cultivating peace throughout your week. So whether you are using it fresh out of the box on a Monday or listening in a recorded format, I hope it brings you some peace and relaxation. Today we will be focusing our awareness on our sixth chakra, to help strengthen our intuition, and to help us see and feel our dharma, or our unique purpose. So dharma means that which upholds. It means that thing that keeps us going, that opens our heart and makes us want to keep giving. And we remember that a chakra simply means a wheel or a bridge that joins our physical bodies with our ethereal and emotional bodies. They are areas of great energy and power, and we have the ability to turn them on or off at any moment. Sometimes we get overwhelmed and they get gunked up, and it's a good practice to go in and use certain vibrations to open these areas back up so that we can strengthen our intuition and help us to have clarity for what our purpose or our dharma is, because it's definitely not always static. It may remain the same for some time, but as we grow, it can change as well. So get comfortable, sit up straight if you can, and take a nice deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Maybe you can take a few audible exhales and just let go of any tension or stress that you've been carrying around. And now, just let your breath return to its normal flow. Give yourself permission to be present with yourself for the next 10 minutes. Start to come into present moment awareness by simply observing the natural rhythm of your breath for a bit. Now bring your awareness up into your sixth chakra, known as Anja, the area between your eyebrows. And perhaps you can see or imagine that it's a wheel of violet light. Maybe not. Maybe you're not visual, but perhaps you have a different sensation here in the middle of your forehead. This area governs our pituitary gland, which is also known as the master of the endocrine orchestra. It's in charge of receiving chemical messages from the hypothalamus, interpreting them, and then responding chemically to guide all of the other glands in our body. One of the most important chemicals that it sends out is oxytocin. Now, oxytocin is known as the tend and befriend hormone. This bonding hormone helps us to be more nurturing and mothering to others, not just our children, but to our friends, our family, even a stranger. It helps them to feel connected to us, like they are part of something bigger as we welcome them in. And oxytocin is unique in that it has a half-life of 3 seconds. So this nurturing ability only lasts for a little bit. So it's something that we have to cultivate by extending our hand, by giving to others. So we're going to start by strengthening this, by going up into the sixth chakra, and just letting your awareness settle there. And as you sit quietly, you're going to ask yourself some questions silently. Try not to judge or react to the answers that you may or may not get. Just observe them as you ask. As I am transitioning through life, how will my gifts be best redistributed? Maybe you're experiencing empty nest syndrome, or maybe you're weathering a breakup. It doesn't mean that the gifts that you brought to those situations must die. You can empower yourself by asking, where would my gifts be best utilized? Ask yourself, How can I serve others? Who can I tend and befriend with no strings attached? Who will best use my gifts when I choose to give them freely? Now let those answers go. Detach from them and recenter your awareness at your third eye. Today we will use the mantra Sham, S-H-A-M, Sham, to strengthen this area. As usual, don't worry if you forget the mantra or it speeds up and slows down. Surrender to the silence rather than using your mind to cling to the remembrance, and the word will come flooding back. Sham. Sham. I'll ring a soft bell when it's time to release the mantra, and until then, listen to the sweet repetition of Sham. Sham. Gently release the mantra. And when you're ready, start to deepen the breath. And bring your hands to your heart, sealing your practice with one Om. Namaste.